A Christian school leader in the first state who faces decades in prison if convicted of 25 felony charges of dealing in child pornography had some red flags at a previous job in Louisiana. WHYY News' Chris Barish reports.
When Justin Lee Smith left Southfield School in Shreveport in December 2021, parent Deborah Fletcher texted a friend that they would, quote, see his mugshot sometime in the future from a different school. Fletcher, an ER doctor, had been alarmed along with other parents in 2020 after Smith referenced a porn star and a sex act at the bottom of an email about donating to storm victims. He later blamed the words on a technological glitch and didn't face any discipline. Smith also had an affair with a subordinate amid accusations of lurid behavior inside the private school for preschoolers through eighth graders. Fletcher's words proved prescient last week when Delaware State Police arrested Smith, who had headed St. Anne's Episcopal School in Middletown since July.
Oh, it's dreadful, dreadful, but I'm not surprised at all. Knowing that he had the porn site, it just all clicked. Like, oh, yeah, he needs to go to jail.
Fletcher was one of several Southfield parents WHYY News spoke with in the aftermath of Smith's arrest. The Louisiana school said in a written statement that it could not discuss personnel matters but takes accusations of misbehavior seriously. St. Anne's has fired Smith, who is being held in prison on $625,000 cash bail. The school board president said he received no warnings of red flags from Southfield and that two references from that school gave him glowing accolades. Fletcher says her heart breaks for the girls in the videos that Smith allegedly downloaded.
I'm so sorry this happened to these people, and I hope for everyone's sake he did not harm any other children, but just the fact that he was looking at it is nasty.
Prosecutors say there's no evidence St. Anne's students were victimized by Smith. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.